Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Inilabas ni Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill ang ulat na nagsasabing kailangan ng mas malinaw na layunin ang sistema ng migrasyon sa bansa. Natuklasan kasi sa pagsusuri na sira at madali itong maabuso. Sa katunayan, inilarawan nito ang kasalukuyang sistema na isang malaking bangungot.
Our system is slow and crazily complex. And this has real consequences for the quality of our migration program. We have hundreds of visa categories and subcategories. So complicated that if I drew you a diagram, it would look like a tangled bowl of spaghetti.
Sa kabuuan, ipinasa na ng review panel na pinamumunuan ng dating pinuno ng Prime Minister at Cabinet na si Martin Parkinson ang 38 na mga rekomendasyon sa pagsasaayos ng patakaran sa gobyerno. Pangako nito, ang mga pagbabago ay magiging pangmatagalan.
This is going to require a multi-year commitment from government. The system is so large, so sprawling, so complex. It needs policy reform. It needs legislative reform. It needs reform of implementation capability.
Bilang tugon sa pagsusuri, kinumpirma ni O'Neill ang 2 malinaw na pagbabago na ipapatupad sa madaling panahon, subalit may mga babala ito. Isa sa pinakamalaking pagbabago ay magtaas ng alok ng minimum na sahod na kailang ibigay ng mga employer upang ma-sponsor ang isang migrante mula Hulyo 1. Kilala ito bilang Temporary Skilled Migration Income Threshold o TSMIT. Hindi ito itinaas mula noong isang dekada at nanatiling nasa $53,000. Ngayon ay tataas ito hanggang $70,000. Babala ni O'Neill na maiiwan ang mga kabataang skilled worker kung mas mataas ang threshold. Ayon sa kanya, ang Australia ay hindi nakakaakit ng skilled workers dahil sa income freeze.
What has emerged is a system where it is increasingly easy for migrants to come to Australia in search of a low-paid job, but increasingly difficult for migrants with the skills that we desperately need.
Inanunsyo rin ni O'Neill na bibigyan ng pagkakataon ang lahat ng mga skilled temporary worker na maka-apply para sa permanent residency hanggang sa katapusan ng taong 2023. Dumoble kasi ang temporary migration simula noong 2007 at mayroong kasalukuyang 2.1 milyong temporary migrants sa Australia. Natuklasan din ng pagsusuri na ang point system na ginagamit upang malaman kung sino ang karapat-dapat na mag-migrate ay hindi laging pumipili ng pinakamahusay na kandidato. Maraming international students na naipit sa temporary visa limbo ay nagtatrabaho sa mga low-skilled jobs kahit na sila ay mayroong sapat na training. Sinabi ng gobyerno na magbibigay ang pagbabago ng mas maraming katiyakan sa mga employer at migrants. Sinabi rin ni Prime Minister Anthony Albanese na ito ay isang mahalagang pagbabago para sa bawat pamilya.
Their kids are going to local schools. They're raising a family here. And these changes, again, aimed at more permanency. Giving people that security will mean that they're able to make a greater contribution to the Australian community.
Pinaplano din ng Administrasyong Albanese na hatiin ang sistemang pangmigrasyon sa 3 antas. Ang unang antas ay magtatatag ng isang highly skilled stream na may mabilis na turnaround times. Ang panggit ng antas ay isang mainstream skilled pathway na nakatuon sa mga manggagawa sa middle income earners kung saan maaaring maramdaman ng husto ang bagong salary threshold. Ang huling antas ay maglalayong tugunan ang malubhang kakulangan ng manggagawa sa sektor ng pangangalaga na kumikita ng mababang sahod. Itataguyod rin ito ang pagtanggap ng mga low-earning migrants na maaaring magdulot ng malaking epekto sa sektor ng aged care na nasa ilalim ng matinding presyon ngayon. Lahat sila ay magkakaroon ng input mula sa ehensya ng gobyerno na Jobs and Skills Australia upang pagtuunan ng isang data-driven approach. Ito ang unang pagkakataon na mayroong opisyal na papel ang ehensya sa migration system ng bansa. Ang evidence-based approach na ito ay sinang-ayunan at ikinagagalak mismo ng Pangulo ng Australian Council of Trade Unions o ACTO na si Michelle O'Neill.
Way too long we've had a system where employers have claimed skill shortages, but often what it's been is a shortage of jobs with good wages and conditions, not a shortage of skills. So we want to make sure that there's a system that is based on rigorous, independent verification of shortages, that local workers are given the opportunity to train and find the jobs that are there for the future, and that we bring migrants to this country in a way where there's a genuine shortage, but also that we support them and make sure that they're not vulnerable to exploitation.
Bagaman hindi malinaw kung kailan maipapatupad ang bagong sistema, pinaninindigan ng gobyerno na kanilang pinagsisikapan na maisakatuparan ito sa pinakamabilis na paraan. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Sophie Bennett na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.